Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 12 after the hour. I'm excited about having Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva has been with us many times before, but it's been a while, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself for that. I should have been having Eva back on the show a lot more. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was something she said or something I said, but we fixed that now. Eva's back with us, and she is one of our top tax experts. She's also a tax columnist. She's got a new ebook out called 10 Businesses to Start Online Without Investing One Thin Dime. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Well, hi, Jim. It's glad to be back with the gentleman of the airwaves.
It's good to be back with you. I don't know what happened. We still haven't figured out what happened, but anyway.
I think it's something neither of us said.
It may have been. Our ships just didn't pass in the night for a while. But anyway, we're glad to have you back, and we're going to fix this. We're not going to let you get away from now on. Eva, one of the things you've been doing since the last time we spoke is you've been focusing on helping people with something very important. One of the biggest questions I get from people who subscribe to my newsletter is, I want to start my own business. How do I do it? But, oh, by the way, I don't have any money.
You know, it's funny.
And I don't know what
I get the same question.
Yeah, and you decided to write a book about it, too.
Well, you know what happened? I keep getting the question, and I think the busiest page on my site is how to get startup money for small businesses,
right,
tax-free. And people keep challenging me, how do I find money? Even the SBA won't give you money unless you've got assets.
Right.
How do I find money?
Well, I have people email me and say, where do I get a grant?
Yeah.
And you know what I tell them, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I tell them Grant died.
Yeah, he did. And he's buried in that tomb.
That's right.
But, yeah, it's you know, and there are all these sites about grants, and some of them may be valid. I know people who are good grant writers, and they generate money, but it's hard to get. And, you know, going to your bank, you haven't been in business for 2 years.
Right.
So I was challenged, really, to write something, to find free resources that would let people literally start a business right now using good tools online, legitimate tools that weren't, there's so many scams, that
right.
weren't scams, and that would actually work using their own talents and skills. And I thought this would be a quickie book. I swear to you, I thought I could do this in a week, last July. And then I have my help desk and web review.
Right.
And I put it out there and asked people if they wanted to look at it and give me feedback. And about 10 people picked up the book and gave me a ton of feedback and ideas.
Huh.
And it took me a year to edit through all of that. And
be careful what you ask for, Eva.
Oh, God, I know. I know. And you know what? They were wonderful. I mean, they really put a lot of energy into it. And, of course, you know, their names and their links are in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But we found, we collected a batch of links. We started out with just 10 businesses you can start online without having to spend one thin dime. Except, of course, for the cost of the e-book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in the course of that, I'm coming up with another list of about another 10 or 12 books. I mean, another 10 or 12 businesses for the next book.
Let's talk about one or two of those businesses. And this is a business they can start without spending a dime initially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us how to do.
For instance, one of my clients was working at Nordstrom's as a manager, assistant manager, and they were moving her around all over the place. She couldn't keep moving. She has children. And it was getting farther and farther. Mm-hmm. And she's got really good design skills. So what she had decided to do was she was going to design T-shirts and take them to swap meets.
Huh.
But she was out of work. She'd quit her job. And she didn't have any money. So I said, okay, here. What if I can give you a website where you can design to your heart's content? Instead of going to swap meets, put them up on the site for free. You don't even have to produce one T-shirt. Just go out and start emailing all the people you know and have them buy it directly off the site.
Mm-hmm.
without your having to pay anything out of pocket. All you'll do is get paid a profit, an override on whatever the site is charging for the T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, show me. She had no production cost.
Right.
She had no inventory.
Whose website did she put it on?
I'm not going to tell you. It's in the book.
Oh, it was somebody else's website. Yeah.
It's one of the sites.
It wasn't her website.
No, she didn't even have to have a website.
Right.
She didn't have to have a merchant account. She didn't have to collect
money.
She
became a resource for somebody else.
All she had to do was be a designer.
A partner with somebody else.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So there are...
How did that business turn out?
She's doing well.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah. And he said, and if it really works, what you can do is buy a couple of those T-shirts, just one, take them to the swap meets and take orders. Because she's going to piggyback on a friend's existing business at the swap meet who is known by these people.
You know, Eva, I know people who have done... The reason that I think you're onto something is I know people who've done what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they started with, and I've encouraged other people to do this, is they actually... The first project that they did to start their business was to sit down and update their resume.
Oh yeah,
and they said, I remember doing this myself back a long time ago. You know, after working for a company for 6 or 7 years, you update your resume for the first time in that long, and you say, wait a minute, I've learned some new things. I know some stuff I didn't think I knew.
Yeah,
and you what you do though is you look at that resume, not from the standpoint of how would this benefit a prospective employer,
but how does it benefit you?
Exactly. How can I become my own employer? How could I convert this into a benefit for myself?
Well, right now, I think one of the things that really prompted me to do this is I've got so many clients who used to make six-figure incomes who've lost contracts because the companies have gone out of business or lost their budgets. People who are out of jobs for the first time in 20 years, and it's really hard for them to find something comparable to what they were earning before.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stagnate not finding jobs at all.
Right.
You know, because the right job is going to come along. And it doesn't. In the meantime, why not start setting yourself up in business, generate a stream of income, then if you get the job, then you're in a better bargaining position.
Exactly. You got another option you can resort to. And also, you can keep it going concurrently if you decide to take that other job.
Absolutely.
But the main thing is, folks, is now you understand even more than before, perhaps, why I call the 21st century the century of the entrepreneur. And it's because of people like Eva Rosenberg. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to tell you how you can get her book right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. And by the way, folks, there is at least one archive of a visit, just to prove that she actually used to be on this show quite often, Eva Rosenberg. There's at least one archive on our website if you want to go check that out. And that goes back to 1999, believe it or not.
That was the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Eva, we need desperately to know how to contact you, how to find you online. What's the website, please?
Well, for the book, it's secrets.taxmama.com.
Say that again.
Secrets.taxmama.com.
Now, is there a triple W in front of that?
Nah, you don't need that.
Oh, you don't need this triple W, huh?
Yeah.
Secrets.taxmama.com. All right, now that's how to find the book. It's an e-book, right?
It's an e-book.
That means you can download it, folks. It downloads in PDF.
It downloads as a PDF with live links. The whole idea
is... Okay, good. It's got the live links then.
Yeah, the whole idea is to keep the book open, and as you're reading through it, click through, join the different... Sign up for the different programs that you can use to instead of a website, because you won't need a website. Each one of these things will create a custom page
for
you.
So you're not only telling them what... Giving them examples, you're actually laying it out for them to help them get started.
Exactly. So
right.
You read the book, you click through, you sign up, and we're also telling you how to increase or build a mailing list, how to write newsletters, how we're giving you links to all of the people who give you free resources mm-hmm. on how to educate yourself to do marketing on the Internet. Now, once you make some money, we're also giving you resources that you can buy relatively inexpensively. Mm-hmm. For instance, I can't design to save my life. And for about $30, I have this logo creator. You know, it's designed for logos, but I use that to create the artwork for the T-shirts.
And folks, the title of the book says 10 businesses to start online, without investing one thin dime. But it doesn't say that you can grow those businesses without investing one thin dime.
Well,
you're grow them.
You can, but it's easier to grow them. You know, time is a resource.
Yeah.
You can do it for free and spend more time. But if you spend maybe $200, you don't have to spend as much time.
Mm-hmm.
So those things will save you time. So as you grow, you can spend less and less time developing these things, using labor-intensive things, and start buying software to do things for you.
Now, Eva, the title only works. The title actually begins philosophy. The title begins after they pay for the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and how much is the ebook?
The book is $19.95.
Okay.
But it has an affiliate program. So if they want to resell the book, they'll get that money back in about 3 or 4 sales.
I see. That's a novel idea. I haven't heard anybody else doing that before.
Yeah, so even if you've paid the money, you can get it back by reselling it because you like it.
Somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great this is an area when people say, well, you know, ebooks going to catch on. Well, I don't think ebooks are going to replace hardcover books, hardbound or paperback books, but I do think that this is an area where you found a way to use ebooks in a way that regular books won't work, and that is with the hot links, with the interaction.
Exactly. And for those people who really get frustrated trying to download it, I'm going to be putting up the ability to buy it by CD.
Okay.
On a disc.
Why would they be frustrated down because of their system? They don't have a good enough, fast enough system or something?
Well, you know, it's very odd about Adobe. You know, you open up Adobe and you're used to using it in one way or the other, but when you try to save it, sometimes that little button with the picture of the floppy disk, the save
right.
button in Adobe disappears.
Right.
It gets truncated.
Uh-huh.
And I've spent half an hour on the phone with each person sometimes, with about 5 or 10 different people trying to help them find that.
But this is a rare occurrence. I mean, it's not something that happens to most people.
You know what? It happens about 1 out of 10 people.
Yeah.
That thing disappears and they can't find it.
But this is not because of what she's sending you, folks. It's probably because of your system. And I run into that sometimes with my newsletter. But what about? But if they need it, they can. If they need,
so I'm
going to
have it on
CD
by the end of this week. It'll
yeah.
be on CD also.
Okay.
We will be printing it, but we won't do that till the end of the summer.
Let's talk about another business. Give us another example.
Well, you know, writers. Probably a lot of your listeners do writing,
mm-hmm.
and they wish they could sell their writing. And I've got a whole bunch of tools teaching them how to create their own ebooks, or how to create their own books, and how to market them.
Mm-hmm.
Where to market them, where they can put them up for free, and how to get paid for doing this.
Now, when you say put them up for free, what you mean is they get to make them available for free, but they get paid when they're bought.
Exactly. Where
yeah.
they don't have to pay to post the book,
yeah.
but they'll get paid before selling them. I have free software that will convert things to PDF files.
Right.
I've got tips on how to write the book.
And these are all home-based businesses too, aren't they?
These are all home-based businesses. They're businesses for you know what? With because of the fact you don't need your own website or anything,
mm-hmm.
you can be on the road and use internet cafes even.
Right.
You don't even have to have a computer.
Eva, we're coming up on the end of this segment, and we're going to have to let you go. But folks, the thing about the thing that you can feel rest assured about Eva's what Eva's offering here is this is not this. This can't be a scam because she's not selling you a business. She's giving you ideas. I mean, as you know, Eva, there are a lot of people out there selling people businesses to run. This is not what this is about. This is your ideas, but just with some ideas from Eva on how to get those launched. Eva Rosenberg, give us the website one more time.
The website is secrets.taxmama.com or just go to taxmama.com.
Thanks, Eva. We'll
Bye,
get you
Jim.
Back real soon.
Okay.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Let me tell you, I got some news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.